This is GQDN for Friday, February 21st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Very delicious stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest, all of you, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Xbox news. There's a DC Comics video game coming next month. A game has been delayed as well, but there are some bugs that has been happening on PlayStation, and that's where we begin today with PlayStationLifestyle.net. That's the first two articles. And some of the games have been disappearing because of a glitch. It's on both the PlayStation Plus Extra and the Premium Catalog. Now, yesterday, the narrative adventure After Us was removed from the catalog, and the game did reappear in the catalog. But players are now seeing some other games missing. And on Reddit, a player did compile a list of games that did disappear on the catalog, including Control, Ultimate Edition, and Ho-Ho-Come. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle did check the PlayStation Store to confirm that, but they found that Control did reappear, while Ho-Ho-Come did not appear to them. Now, there is a list up on Reddit, and it did say that ABICII Investor, Control, Ultimate Edition, Ho-Ho-Come, Lonely Mountains Downhill, Secret Neighbor, Super Star Wars, Surgeon Simulator Anniversary Edition, The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners Chapters 2, and Totally Reliable Delivery Service were all gone from the store. But there were some updates after that. The first update was Control and Secret Neighbor was added back. Then came Ho-Ho-Come and Super Star Wars, and they're only on the console but not the PlayStation Network website. ABICII, Lonely Mountains and Surgeon Simulator are only available for streaming, but you cannot download them. So some of the games did come back in different manners, in different ways. But when the game did come back, and this time we're talking about Star Wars Jedi Survivor, that game came out with a game-breaking bug, and that is the progression blocker. And the bug does appear in the Singing Ruins through certain conditions, and an in-game prompt disappears. Rolling back to an earlier save does not always work, nor does the restarting the game. Now, going 30 hours into the Jedi Survivor, there's a platforming section within the Singing Ruins. And that's where the end of where the players have to press the trigger that appears on a door. If your game does shut down at the moment, maybe due to a power cut or an error, the bug will be triggered and you will no longer be able to press the trigger. Now, the bug was reported back about 2 years ago, and that does suggest that there's been a launch in 2023, and Respawn Entertainment, the company that made the game, did not fix that bug, even though there are a lot of threads on the EA's forum. So PlayStationLifestyle.net says that they are advising players to switch to manual cloud saves when playing Jedi Survivor. So if you're playing that way, better do so. Eurogamer did say that, well, shifting games from PlayStation to PC, well, once again, that's Shuji Yoshida talking, because Yoshida did say that's like printing money. In fact, Yoshida did say, quote, releasing on PC does many things. It reaches new audience who do not own consoles, especially in regions where consoles are not popular. The idea is that those people may become fans of a particular franchise, and when a new game in that series comes out, they may be convinced to purchase a PlayStation. It also adds additional income because porting to PC is way cheaper than creating an original title. So it's almost like printing money, and that helps us invest the new titles now that cost of games has increased, end quote. Now, speaking about PC, PC Games N says that the Steam Deck rating system is now under fire after an update from Spider-Man 2. In fact, Nixxes did release a PC patch, or patch 3, for Marvel's Spider-Man 2, and it's now verified for Valve's handheld. And that announcement was made on Twitter, and it did cause a controversy, as the deck owners reports that the performance did not improve enough to earn the verified rating. Now, Spider-Man 2 did take a few optimization patches for verification, so that way that would be secured. But the game does not run that well, apparently, on the default settings. Now keep in mind, this is PC Game Sense talking, not me. And Valve did not disclose the performance target for verification. Because right now, they're saying that Spider-Man 2 does achieve a stable 30 FPS, but barely. And it's raising questions on why it was greenlit for the Steam Deck. Now, after Patch 3, Spider-Man 2 does now run more consistent under the 30 FPS default settings, but there are still some drops on the screen, which is leaving players frustrated. But yes, that is happening. But at least the game is out. PureXbox.com did say that Private Division Lord of the Rings game has been delayed. And that's the team behind the Tales of the Shire Lord of the Rings game. And that game will have another delay, so that way it will be ready for launch. Tales of the Shire will release on Xbox Series X and S on July 29th. So here's the post of what they said via the Weta Workshop. Quote, "Dear fellow hobbits, a good hobbit feast takes time, and so does the Tales of the Shire. We're taking a little longer to ensure that every hobbit on every platform can enjoy the same cozy experience. The game will now launch on the 29th July 2025. We want this game to feel like a warm hug from Middle Earth, and we are making sure that no matter what you play or where you play, you feel right at home on the Shire. From foot hairstyles to the fluffiest cakes, every detail will be just right. We appreciate your patience and cannot wait for your experience life in the Shire this summer. In the meantime, arrange the table, polish your silver, and get ready for a feast fit for a hobbit. Looking forward to welcome you to Bywater from the folks at Weta Workshop Game Studio." So they're doing some polishing. But apparently this one is about done. GameSpot.com said that the DC Comics video game on the Dark Knight's Metal will release this March. It's called DC Dark Legion and is based on the Dark Knight's Metal comic book. And this game will let you recruit some superheroes and villains to fight off the multiversal threats. Now, the game does split into multiple parts because at the Batcave, you can build rooms and train heroes. Then players can explore some places like Gotham City, Metropolis, Atlantis, and fight some enemies, so on and so forth. So if you want to get in, pre-registrations are on your App Store, iOS, and Google Play. And there are some rewards that were outlined in the press release for the pre-registration milestones. It's 1 million people, weapons optional gift pack that contains one of five iconic weapons. 2 million is 100 times green mother boxes, given a chance to obtain full heroes, hero fragments, or resources. 5 million champion gift pack, unlock one of Batman, Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn, The Flash, or Green Lantern. 10 million, 10x draws from the bleed, contains full heroes. Yep, you can go check that out if you so choose. On Pure Xbox did say that some of the Xbox sales were dominated by EA and Microsoft, and that was the begin this year. So up on Blue Sky, Matt Pistilia, I'm sorry, I did butcher that name, my bad, he gave the top 10 best-selling premium games on the Xbox platforms. So at number 10, UFC 5. Number 9 is The Elder Scrolls Online. Number 8, NHL 25. Number 7, Fight Simulator 2024. Number 6, Forza Horizon 5. Number 5, EA Sports FC 25. Number 4 is Minecraft. Number 3, EA Sports College Football 25. Number 2 is Call of Duty Black Ops 6. And number 1's Madden NFL 25. So well done to those games. There is no show tomorrow. Galvin got new equipment and he needs time to set it up. So we'll give him a week to do that. But we'll be back Monday for more gaming news. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. You can follow me at Joe Brums, Galvin's at Galvin Versus, Show's at GroupQuest, Blue Sky, and Twitter. show@thegrouprequest.com. That's the email. Go play some games, people. Bye.